Ukraine's capital is bracing for battle. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News.
We do assess that the Russians are beginning to make more momentum on the ground towards Kyiv.
Pentagon spokesman John Kirby has new satellite images show a Russian convoy repositioning.
Their artillery, crucially, these towed howitzers, are now in firing positions and facing the city itself.
But Fox's Benjamin Hall in Kyiv says it's also clear they will face fierce resistance.
And it's not just the men and the soldiers who will defend it, it's everybody. You have the old babushkas, the old ladies who say, give us the Molotov cocktails, we will throw them from our windows when the tanks come in. You know, give us old hunting rifles and we will shoot with those. So everyone who is left in this city, and it's about half of the population now, is willing and ready to fight.
Russia's also facing more resistance on the world stage as the U.S. revokes its favored nation trade status, along with many allies.
Kept together, make up half the global economy. Half of it is a crushing blow to Russia.
President Biden also banning more Russian imports, including alcohol and seafood, and he says more oligarchs are also being targeted with sanctions. Abortion providers in Texas appear to be out of options after a state Supreme Court ruling today turning away an effort to stop the most restrictive abortion law in the country.
While Texas abortion clinics say they're not dropping the lawsuit, they expect it will be dismissed in the coming weeks or months. Texas law bans abortions after roughly 6 weeks of pregnancy, often before someone knows if they're pregnant or not, and it makes no exceptions in cases of rape or incest. It's likely to embolden other Republican-controlled states like Oklahoma, where the GOP-controlled state Senate approved several anti-abortion measures this week, including a Texas-style ban.
Fox's Tanya J. Powers. A late sell-off on Wall Street after a mixed day. The Dow down 230 points at the close. America is listening to Fox News.
Shopify's taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing for your retail store? Upgrade your point of sale system with Shopify. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. Get award-winning support and see why millions of businesses worldwide trust Shopify. Do retail right. Grab your $1 trial at shopify.com/fox. Shopify.com/fox.
Yes.
Dozens of Republican senators urging the Biden administration to reverse course and allow the transfer of Soviet-era jets from Poland to Ukraine. But the Pentagon considers that a high-risk move with low gain.
A senior U.S. defense official tells me Ukraine still has 56 working fighter jets that are flying between 5 to 10 sorties a day inside Ukraine. But the bottom line is that for the most part, this war is still being fought on the ground, not in the air. Even Russian warplanes are having a hard time flying over Ukraine, except in the east, because Ukraine is artfully using its mobile air defense systems. Sadly, this U.S. official says sending the 24 MiG-29s from Poland to Ukraine would not help stop Russia's siege and encirclement of Ukraine's population centers because the airspace is still so contested.
Fox's Jennifer Griffin at the Pentagon. A judge says former President Trump's legal efforts to stop an accuser's defamation lawsuit are in bad faith, but are working so far. Writer E. Jean Carroll says Trump raped her in a Manhattan department store years ago, which he denies. After the claim was made in a book, Trump questioned Carroll's credibility and she sued for defamation. In a ruling released today, a federal judge denied an effort by Trump's lawyers to countersue, but said Carroll's claims should have been tried and decided long ago. Country music legend Willie Nelson loses his sister.
Musician Bobby Nelson, a pianist, was the first member of his band.
I'd rather have Jesus and silver.
The country singer, who's called her his closest friend for a whole lifetime, posted a tribute to his sister on Instagram late Thursday, writing, Bobby Nelson passed away this morning peacefully and surrounded by family. We are so lucky to have had her in our lives.
Fox's Lillian Wu. Bobby Nelson was 91. And Lisa Brady, Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious.
But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.